Hello, welcome back, my people, everybody, to the Pen to Paper podcast. It is me, your host, Kylie Geyer, aka the professional intern. If you didn't know already, well, now you know, and we're in for it together. So I'm so excited you're back week three, or if this is your first podcast with the Pen to Paper podcast, make sure you're subscribed. Enjoy this episode. Go back, listen to one and two. I say it every week and I'll say it again. We are a family here. I take your suggestions to heart because I'm here to help you, and having you helps me. Makes us all better young professionals together. So let's get to it. We started last week and I'm thinking we're going to do this every week because I'm enjoying it and it sounds like you guys are too. We're going to start off with a little, you know, Kylie confessional type thing. This alliteration, I don't know what it is, but it gets me every time. So we started this last week. We're going to start again this week. I think I'm really enjoying it. Hopefully you guys are too. Just to fill you in on where I'm at before we get into all of the content of this show. So if you couldn't tell, this week I am a little sick. I apologize if I sound a little funny. Just a little frog in my throat, but that's what happens when you're grinding and you're working hard. Sometimes your body needs a break, and that's okay. And we're just gonna grind it out, you know what I'm saying? But, so bear with me here, but, I think we're doing okay. So where we're at right now, internship is good. We are just probably about 4 weeks away from graduating, which is maybe five. Pretty nuts. I can't comprehend it. I mean, I kind of can. I'm pretty pumped for it, as you guys know. That's kind of what this podcast is, because I'm so pumped for the future, as you guys, I'm sure, are too. So, today, I gave a presentation at my university, and I talked a lot about the digital industry. We talked about Snapchat Discover, talked about Facebook Watch, YouTube TV, episodic Instagram stories, really some crazy stuff, but what gets me excited about it? Yes, it went well. Thank you. Round of applause. That isn't anything because it's me alone in the studio. But, yeah, it was crazy and it was exciting because I just love getting to share what I love in a professional space with others. So I hope you guys feel that too when you're talking about what's going on. But it really was great because it was a briefing presentation. So you know the industry you're in. So I did a bunch of research. You know stuff, but when you really research and see numbers and everything, it puts it together in your head. So that's just, it was really great experience, and it's really great just in case if you're ever going into an interview, you really not only want to know about that company, obviously, but you really have to know about the industry as a whole, where the money is, where it's going, what's happening around you, because that shows how much you care and it'll help you in the future as well. So anyway, yeah, that was super fun. Things are good. Just hoping to kick this little throat thing as soon as possible. So let's get right to today's tidbit. This is one I am extremely excited about to share with you because this has stuck with me for a while. So one of my first internship supervisors, actually, a lovely man who is one of my mentors to date, said something to me once, and it's really important that I share it with you all because it's not something that I thought about beforehand. In fact, I kind of disagreed with it until he said it to me and explained it to me. So this is something that I want you to stick in your head. Write it down if you can. Not if you're driving. Danger. Remember this piece of advice. Never tell anyone your age. I know how that sounds. I know you might be thinking, well, it's a part of me. Like, whatever. Or if you're like me, and what I thought at the time was, but like, I'm super proud of myself being in my younger 20s and accomplishing all of this. Like, that's super cool, you know, right? Maybe you didn't talk like that because I didn't either. But yeah, the point being, it's something you don't think about. But the reason why this is so important is because though people might not believe or even know they are ageist, naturally, people respect people that they think are older. They think that they've been in the industry longer, whatever industry that is. They think that they're more knowledgeable. You know, someone looks at you and they don't necessarily see what age you are. That's just a fact. You're in the workplace. You're dressed nice like everybody else. There's this automatic assumption that you have a job there. You know what you're doing. You know, why should I question you? But if I find out then that you're, I don't know, 21, 22 years old, maybe younger, maybe a bit older. If I'm in my 30s and I find out that you're just getting started, automatically in my head, maybe I think that no matter your experience, no matter what, I'm going to think that I know more than you. So if you don't tell people your age, what's key is to capitalize on your confidence and you walk into a room, because if you have this position, you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You have it for a reason. Go in with confidence, no matter who you're speaking to, no matter if they're the highest of the high in the company. You gain respect when you speak with confidence and act like you know what you're talking about, whether you do or not, but say it with confidence and people believe you, because you do know what you're talking about most of the time. That's why you're saying it. That's why you're there. That's why you have all this. So you have to dive into that in your head and be able to exude that confidence and share that with people. Now, when I say don't tell people your age, that doesn't mean if someone says, how old are you? I'm going to say, I can't tell you. That's really freaking ridiculous. And sounds kind of odd and rude. And we're never doing that. But don't, you know, I'd say don't outwardly go there saying, this is how old I am, because you don't. I think it's terrible. Don't get me wrong. I hate labels. We've talked about this. I hate putting people in a box. But the truth is, don't give people a reason to assume anything when, if you have confidence, they will trust you and they will believe you. And you go from there. Now, I hope that piece of advice was helpful. I apologize. I won't be answering a question this week. I will save it for next week. We'll possibly even do two questions next week. My throat is killing me from this illness and talking, so I'm gonna, you know, drink some tea, some throat lozenges, cool it, save it up for next week so we can have a fire podcast once again. But don't forget, make sure you're subscribed, whether this is your first episode, whether this is your third consistent episode. I love you all equally. You are the reason that I get to do this, get to learn from you. Hopefully you can learn something from me. Tell me what you want to hear, because that's why I'm doing this. Remember, tweet me, DM me on Instagram at Kylie Gayer, KYLIEGAYER. I'd love to hear from you. Once again, that's at KYLIEGAYER. Wow, name gets fumbled in my head as I'm saying it. I hope you all enjoyed. Hope it was lit. It's time to clock out and get on with the day. So take this advice, run with it. Go with confidence and attack your dreams, baby. See you next week.